For the past decade, staffing at the Department of Environmental Management and the Coastal Resources Management Council has declined, drawing criticism that the agencies don't have enough resources to do their jobs. In the budget unveiled last week, Governor Gina Raimondo added two new positions at the DEM. Save the Bay Executive Director Jonathan Stone applauds the move.
And that has not happened in over 10 years. And I think it's a difficult budget environment. Every governor faces a challenging budget process. We give Governor Raimondo huge credit for taking the first step. We're not as far as we need to go, but it's a great first step.
That step, under the governor's proposal, is to add a new inspector and a new lawyer at the DEM. Director Janet Coit is thrilled.
That means that they will be actively involved in compliance and enforcement, both doing inspections in the field to see if there's, you know, violations of environmental protection laws, and then, you know, dealing with the follow-up from any violations in the way of litigation, follow-through, settlement agreements, fines. So it's terrific.
Coit expects the new inspector would focus on water quality issues, while the lawyer would work on an array of violation cases waiting to be resolved. Coit also likes a provision to add permanent funding for the Local Agriculture and Seafood Act, popular with local farmers.
That's a grant program operated by DEM that provides seed money to food-related businesses. It's typically gone to either farmers, fishermen, or organizations that promote local agriculture.
The permanent stream of money for this program would come from annual payments that developer Deepwater Wind pays the state to lease submerged land for its Block Island wind farm.
That's a project that affects fishermen, so it could go back and support fishermen, marketing of local seafood, and also agriculture.
Coit says the $150,000 annual lease payments would be redirected to the grant program if the General Assembly approves the governor's recommendations. The Coastal Resources Management Council would be level funded under the governor's proposal. Outside of the budgets for CRMC and DEM, the governor included $100,000 to establish a coastal resiliency center at the University of Rhode Island. The center would provide coastal cities and towns with technical support to prepare for climate change. Scientists project more frequent, intense storms that bring strong winds and surging tides. Again, DEM Director Janet Coit.
They'll become more pressing with sea level rising and with this pattern of weather that we've been having where we'll have very intense storms that drop a lot of rain in a short time. So this is a first step in coordination with URI to try to both align some of the resources they have and attract some new resources.
The URI Coastal Resiliency Center would work closely with the CRMC and partner up with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Elsewhere in the budget, the governor proposed a $35 million bond for stormwater upgrades, brownfield remediation, and energy efficiency. Bike paths would also get a boost. And State Energy Commissioner Marion Gold says Raimondo included money to support renewable energy programs.
It's great news for Rhode Island because expansion of local renewable energy benefits both the environment and creates good local jobs and keeps more of our energy dollars in the local economy, which is a win-win-win.
Gold says the governor proposed a five-year extension for the state's Renewable Energy Fund. The fund gives homeowners and businesses grants and loans that offset up to 25% of the cost of installing renewable energy systems, such as solar panels and wind turbines. Some energy and environmental advocates are cheering these small investments, and they hope the governor is signaling the first step toward rebuilding the state's environmental enforcement agencies. DEM officials say they also hope to get more resources in the future. Ámbar Espinosa, Rhode Island Public Radio.